Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for being on the show, and Happy New Year. It's a phenomenal new year. This is the year of the shift between the inner spirit and allowing your inner spirit to be more active so that your human part of you can have more of that sense of spiritual freedom to be able to experience the heightened levels of love and joy and peace and prosperity and health and vitality. I'm obviously committed to supporting those that are interested in waking up more of their inner spirit and having the kind of life that I truly believe we could have on this planet, that of which is more of a we, with really getting along with each other and loving each other and caring about each other and nurturing. I am an angelic walk-in. I walked in, it's been almost 15 years. And part of my mission is to create this beautiful community of love. And so when I take the calls, I do ask that if you're interested in being part of a loving community, you can say yes or no. It is something that I do full-time. And so we have special events and we have these online series to help to wake up the spiritual journey. We have product specials. We have private sessions. And so if your heart feels a calling to that and you feel a resonation, then just let me know and I will respectfully call you and you could review the website and then helped with so that you could move more of your energy in alignment with your inner spirit and have these wonderful experiences that don't entail fear or insecurity or lack and limitations, the not enough money syndrome or the not enough love syndrome, where you go out searching for it and get what you don't want. And so a lot of what I do is to help to bring you in alignment. And I work with these expansive loving beings, the Christ love, the angelic realm, these expansive loving beings, universal love. I read energies, and so I'm able to support the channeling of these energies. And they download the energies to help to wake up the necessary areas within your beingness so that you can feel more solid inside and feel that connection. And when you have that connection, when you have that solidness, your language, your energy shifts to a different frequency and you don't experience the limitations such as lack of love and lack of joy or lack of peace or lack of prosperity. It all comes together. And so it is an investment in your life. And I do ask after I do the reading if that's something that you feel you want to explore and be involved with. And so if your heart feels that that resonates with you, then just let me know. And if the timing is off, I will honor that as well. And you could just say not yet or that's not something I'm interested in. And then I'll know that that's not part of what you would like to experience. So hopefully that feels okay for you. And so we start off with a meditation, and I do a channeled message if you're new. I'm so grateful that you decided to join the show. The next one is going to be in February. And it's February 10th, and we're already moving into next month. Funny. So go ahead and close your eyes and take some deep breaths. And just allow yourself to feel that nurturing inside, that love inside. Sometimes we get so busy in our day-to-day life, we forget about feeding the inner soul, the inner sanctuary of our life. So this is a great opportunity to gift yourself, to nurture yourself, and to feel that love inside. And to really feel what it feels like to feel this beauty of peace and joy and prosperity and love. And so I'm calling in all these, and I called them in before I did the show. I'd like to call them in now that we're in the show. These expansive loving beings, this angelic realm, the Christ love, universal love, to create a special nurturing grid around everybody that's participating via phone, via chat, via Skype, whichever form that they're using, to really feel this nurturing energy and to feel the love inside as they allow themselves to know that they're worthy of this receiving of this pure love. And as you drop your eyes into your heart, and just allow yourself to imagine this beautiful gold light entering into your heart. And that light is filled with this pureness of love that fills you up with so much joy, so much peace, and love, health, vitality, and prosperity. And allow it to go into your whole entire beingness, the mind, the body, and the heart. As you take another deep breath, just filling yourself up with so much of this beautiful energy. And when you're ready, just allow it to circle around the top of your head and the bottom of your feet, the front of your body and the back of your body to help to expand the aura of your humanness, your spirit. Taking another deep breath and just allowing yourself to really be in the moment, present in the moment. Sometimes when we feel our heart, we allow ourselves to quiet the mind and stay very present. And so as we move into this month, this is the starting point of, actually it starts looking and seeing them showing me. It started on the 7th, but officially was started on the 13th, which I believe was today, if I'm not in my human mind. So it starts, the energy of this new energy really comes into play. Yes, the 13th is when it really became more active, they're showing me energy-wise. And as we start moving into the 14th and 15th, we're finding what that means is that many years we've been going through so much of the strife and the struggles with the fears and the insecurities and feeding that energy so that it ends up keeping us at a vibrational frequency that keeps us feeling stuck more in the humanness. And thereby experiencing familiar patterns that sometimes you feel like you can't get out of. As we start moving into this new energy, the flipping of your inner spirit becoming more active allows you to really start to break a lot of the patterns that have been keeping you stuck in a familiar pattern that you had experience with your ancestrals and also within your own beingness when you came on this planet. And so you start breaking the mold of a lot of the familiar ways of doing life and start moving into more of the new beginnings, new ways of seeing life. And that entails a lot of the shifting of what I call paradigms, paradigm belief systems that have been outdated that are no longer serving your spirit. And so as we start moving into this week and the remaining of this month before the next show, there's an opportunity now to really start to embrace this new energy of light. It's a lighter energy. It's part of the activation of the inner spirit. If you start embracing it, you'll start feeling a lightness inside your body. And one of the ways you can do that is to focus in on your heart that really starts to make you feel loved inside. Do things inside your heart rather than using just the mental mind. Use your heart a lot to really start to focus in on things that nurture your soul. Find things that make you feel like a little kid again, to play, to really start to be in the moment with that playful energy. Even if it means just stomping on little puddles of rain, just to remind yourself of what it feels like to not care, just laughing for no reason at all and watching children play. Those are kinds of things that remind you of what it feels like to be a little child and to really bring that inner child out and just feel the love inside. And the more that you nurture that inner child and really start to embrace that part of yourself, you start to connect more with this energy that's coming through, and it'll start to support the alignment and make it even easier for you to be more in a sense of connection with it. And so that's part of what they're asking me to share with those that are involved in this experience today. And those that listen to recording will know that that's just for them as well. So always in gratitude for the love and the joy and the nurturing energies that come through, and always loving them so much for what they are choosing to do on this planet, is to help pick up the planet to these vibrationals of love. Even though they're not in physical, they do have a big impact on those that, A, that channel the energy, and B, that are receptive to being one with that energy. And so as you bring yourself into the present moment, I'd like you to take 3 deep breaths and just notice what it feels like to be present with the love inside your body and what it feels like to feel that energy inside. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a big hug and just know that everything is perfect in the moment. And it always is when you allow yourself to feel that moment-to-moment experience. Okay, so if you're new on this show, I'm going to explain how it works. Being that this is only a half-hour show, I ask that you focus in on one question, the most important question. And if you focus in on a question that's a little bit more specific rather than just tell me what they want to say, that'll take a little bit longer for me to answer. So what I ask you to do is find a question that you would like to have an answer on in an area in your life. You can still ask it in a general format, but at least have an area, like if it's relationship or if it's work, just focus in on an area and then ask the question. And this way, when I ask them what message they want me to pass on, and then it becomes a little bit easier and clearer for you. A lot of times they give instructions on what it will help you to bring in the vibration of the manifestation of what you're asking. And so if that does come through, I'll pass that on. And then, as always, you're always welcome if your heart calls to give back. You can go on the website Heart of Motivation, H-E-A-R-T of Motivation, webs.com, and scroll down to where it says blog talk, and you can make a donation. It's a way of giving back for receiving something. It's kind of that circulation of giving back. Any amount I ask people to do that just so that they feel like they're giving something back rather than just getting something. So if your heart calls to do that, please feel free to do that. And then if you scroll on the website and you see various events, the online series, the special event, and some of the other things, if you're feeling called to do that, you could just send me a message or call me and we can have a conversation, and I'll tune into your guides and see if that's appropriate for you. My integrity will say no if they say no, because I want you to get the most from the experience. So they may guide you to something else, or they may say we're not a perfect fit for what is being offered. So if you do feel called to explore that, then when I do talk to you after the reading, just say, yes, I'm interested in exploring more about that. It isn't free, so there is a cost. I do this as my commitment to supporting the planet, and this is my livelihood as well. So do take that with love, that I will ask. And if you feel called to get involved, just say yes. And if you don't, just say no. I will respect that as well. Okay, that's the only thing I'll ask at the end of the reading. And so I'm going to go ahead and start off with the 630. I think we had a drop call, but I did get her number, so I'll check in and see him or her if they would still like me to talk to them. And again, remember to be specific with your question. And I think it is Jenna is the 630, if my memory is correct. And then with the time allotted, I'll go to the 805. Okay, so take a deep breath, focus in on your heart. Please do not, even though the show is taped, please do not tape the experience. You can always go back and listen to it. It creates too much static to tape it on top of another taping. And so I ask that you don't tape it, but you're more than welcome to take notes. You can always go back and listen to the show, just be so that you get more accurate information. And I ask that you don't record during the reading portion. Okay, so let's see. Jenna?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. I'm like, where's it, Jenna? Because we have 630. I'm like, yeah. Okay, let's make sure I got the right person. Okay, so thank you for being so patient and everybody else. I noticed we also have some people on the chat before I talk to Jenna. If you want to keep your information more in the chat box and you have a question, you're welcome to do that as well. If you want to ask the question, I can tune in versus calling on the phone. Or if you just have a generic question, you could type that in as well. So those are two other ways to get some information. I just want to make sure that part was clear as well. Okay, Jenna, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so go ahead and let me just go above your energy. I don't go into people's energy fields. So those that are new, I go above it because I respect people's space, so it makes it more loving that way. If you see a man in your energy field, I can't tell if he's in this lifetime or he's on the other side because part of his energy is in the physical, and so it'll be interesting to see what he has to say. But go ahead and ask your question. And it's kind of funny, he's in and out of your energy. I don't know who he is. Boyfriend, married. Want to get married? Okay, go ahead.
My question is that I recently reached out to someone, and I was just wondering what my angels or what messages they have for me with this person.
Is this a relationship?
It's a connection, yes.
Okay, that you want to be a relationship, just so I know what to ask. Is this like a male?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a person that you recently met and you want to know what the connection is.
Yes, please.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm hearing you right.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if it was that guy that keeps popping in and out. I mean, it's kind of like really funny. I mean, seriously, it feels like my heart's gone on fire. So it feels like it is this person. Does he have like sandy brown hair?
Yes.
Okay, so then it is this person because he said, tell her I have sandy brown hair. You know, it's interesting because the energy feels really light. Did you feel an instant connection with this person?
Yes.
Okay, it is karmic, which means that you've had another lifetime with this person. Definitely go slow with this person because there is some, at the beginning, it feels like there's some, it's funny because at first it was really light. There is some like static energy that's going on. So there's some confusion messages with this. So go slow at the very beginning, build a friendship. I'm going along your timeline to see what its purpose is. I keep hearing lots of growth, and this is coming from the angels. So we want to ask the guy to please, just for this reading, to move out of the energy that I'm reading so I can get more accurate information. I'm just curious, do you feel like there's some mixed feelings going on with this guy? Like one minute you feel one thing and the next minute you feel another?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's the karmic part of the growth. And it's coming more from him, by the way, than it is from you.
Okay.
You have to go really sky. There's mixed messages going on. I'm going to see what the angels have to say. When I look at the energy and I talk to your angels, at the very beginning, it doesn't feel very clean, meaning that it feels more like a push-pull, confusion, yeah. non-trusting kind of an energy. And with that being said, they're saying stay optimistic, because whenever you have a karmic energy, there tends to be some static that goes on, especially if you feel an instant connection and his maturing is still evolving around something, that he's still getting some working through some area. It's almost like you met him a tiny bit too soon.
Yes.
Your energies really pulled each other in. And so you have to take care of your heart right now, because this energy that he's working on is not, he hasn't matured it. It's just not the best time to jump in and get too caught up in your emotions around him. It'll put you in an insecure place. Does that make sense?
So, very much so.
Oh, good. Well, nothing. I'm just saying, you have to, for at least a month. They normally don't give me time, but you have to really go slow. After this month, things will get clearer. They're not giving me the outcome of the relationship, because there's something there for you to learn, something around loving yourself, some self-love, peace. I kind of know the answer on some level, but I'm not going to give the answer because they don't want me to yet. sorry, when they say that, I have to stay with the integrity around it. It just if you go slow, the opening of what its purpose is going to become more apparent. And with that being said, definitely stay in the connection, but just stay in the friendship zone right now, just to take care of yourself, because he has some maturing to do.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Okay. No, so as completely. I mentioned,
and please, you know, just trust your heart with the answer. Would you feel comfortable if we explored you being part of what I offer, or do you feel like where you are with that part?
I listened to you talk like at the beginning of it, and then I missed it, and you spoke about it twice. So can you tell me again what that is, please?
Oh, sure. So one of the things that I'm doing is creating a community to help people wake up their inner spirit more. And so there's various events that I put on, the online series of Spiritual Journey, Activating Your Inner Spirit, living more in alignment with your inner spirit. I have product specials, private sessions, all these different kinds of things that help to, I'm putting on a meditation class that's a 3-week meditation class to help really activate and align and bring you into a stronger bond with your inner sanctuary of self-love. It's kind of a love frequency meditation. And so what I'm asking is, does any of that resonate with your evolution of where you're at? And if so, would it be okay if we chatted and you looked at the website and see if it feels like it's something you want to explore getting registered? It's not free events, because I do this as a part of my living. And so I just want people to know that. And I keep the prices very reasonable so that people could enjoy the experience and also, you know, wake up the parts that are necessary so they don't live in a limiting belief system, which will keep you stuck there. So if what I do resonates, we can explore it and you could look at the website and then I can call you and you could say, wow, this really feels like it's what I would like to get involved with. Or you could say, as much as I love it, I'm not feeling called, and there's no pressure. I just want to know if this feels like something you want to explore.
Yes, it definitely feels like something I'd like to explore.
Okay, great. So did you get a chance to write down the website?
Can you please, is there a link on your page?
Yeah, are you on the chat box right now?
No, I'm not on the chat box, but I'm on the Blog Talk page.
Yeah, it's in the chat of the Blog Talk.
Okay.
I can, yeah. If I didn't want you to give your email out on the air.
Part of motivation.
So, yeah. Okay. Good. yeah, so just click on that, and then okay. I'll give you a call probably if it's okay with you in about an hour, and then you could just let me know and then go from there. And if you feel like calling me before then, do so. I want to make sure we finish the show. So thank you so much for being part of this. You have beautiful energy. I really, I feel like you're in the right place, and write down the next month's show and jump in and join us.
I will.
Put you back on mute.
Okay. May I ask a quick question? Just a quick question.
Sure.
I know I asked you and you did answer it, but like just specifically, like I just sent a message today that I feel like a little bit like uneasy about, and so I didn't know if there was just an answer for that particular message as to how it was received on the other end.
Shut the energy field because I kind of these in another caller, so I wanted to make sure.
Okay, sure.
I'm sorry, honey.
I just want to say
with the integrity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we'll chat. We'll chat, honey.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Take a deep breath and love yourself. Nothing. The one thing I will tell you is you cannot make a mistake. You cannot live life walking on eggshells. You can't do that. You have to love yourself enough to know that you're worthy enough. And if you did something and it's not received well, then that in itself is an answer.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have to be able to feel safe to be yourself and loved enough to feel comfortable because you are a sweet, sweet soul. So don't ever discount that part about yourself.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for being patient, 805.
Oh, thank you. Hi. How are you?
I'm like, oh, no. We'll see how it goes. I think we spoke. Is this Donna?
Yeah, it's been a while. How are you?
It has been a while. How are you?
I'm good.
I recognized
you.
Your energy. That's so funny. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I recognized your energy. And then I looked at the sheet and I saw the name Donna. I'm like, oh, no, we spoke. You're in California or something, right?
That's right. Yeah.
San Luis Obispo or something. Okay, so we have a couple of minutes. So let's see if we can get
it. Let me tell you my question.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking to two men right now. One I've been emailing and the other one talking to on the phone. One, his name is Bob, and the other, his name is Dusty. And I'll probably be meeting Dusty in February and meeting Bob in about a week and a half. And I wanted to know if anything was going to come of anything with either one of them or with someone else.
Okay, well, this is what I heard, but of course you have to stay open with a grain of salt, even though I'm saying this. I heard Dusty no, and the other guy was more of a yes. There's something about Dusty, and this is what I'm hearing. It almost feels like a little flaky or something. I can't get the picture of it. Something doesn't feel as clean. But the other guy, is he older?
He is older than me, yeah.
Yeah, he feels more mature, and there's something to explore in that one. Now, with that being said, you still stay open unless you get a red flag when you talk to the other guy. If you get a red flag, then don't follow through on it. Stay open because there could be something there for you anyway. Since you did make it, when are you meeting the guy? I'm not in my mind, so I can't.
Probably around the 24th of January, 23rd or 24th of January.
Oh, good. You're meeting the yes guy first.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah. There's something about if time's fast. Like 60 seconds. There's something about that guy. I'm going to call the 858 number after the show, so don't feel like you're not part of it. So there's definitely something to explore with that yes guy. I just want to leave it at that. And we've talked before, so is timing better?
Not quite yet. You're getting there.
I'm going to get you one day.
I'm getting there.
Definitely. All right. Go to the website. There's some fun things there. We'll talk soon. Let's see. So we're now on overtime. I've never done this before. I don't know if this still...
It'll give you 15 minutes. Hi, my name is... How are you?
I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Anne.
Okay, I think I have to call you after the show because it looks like
it's...
I don't know if
it's a minute extension. Usually 15 minutes, we can talk.
Oh, it does? Okay, yeah, because usually what happens is I end the show. So, okay. So, so were you here part of the whole show?
Yeah, I was listening, and my question actually very similar to the lady, not the last one.
Okay, good. So you heard the whole schmeal, so I don't have to repeat that part, yes?
Which one?
You heard the whole thing about afterwards with the question and all that stuff. You heard that part too?
With your question?
Okay. Were you on the show the whole time, or did you just come on the show?
No, the whole time.
Okay, good. So you did hear everything. Okay, good. Okay, so what's your question? I'll take a minute to...
Similar to the lady that called two ladies before. Do you see a relationship?
Oh, with the guy?
Huh?
Okay, go ahead and ask it because I'm above your energy.
Do you see a relationship, connection? I had a connection with someone, but I'm not sure if there is, if you see a relationship for me for future.
What I'm hearing from, is it real recent, like within weeks you've met this guy?
No, I've known him for a while. We reconnected about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, because that's why I saw weeks. Okay, but you've known him, but you're on a different level with him right now?
I don't know. What do you mean, different level?
Well, it feels like before it wasn't like the energy didn't seem like there was anything going, and now you're looking at him in a different way. So there's something that shifted energetically between you two.
It is
what I'm seeing.
Because he was talking to me nonstop for the last 2 weeks, and I couldn't understand why.
Yeah, there's some cord there. It's not like really strong because usually when you're involved with someone like romantically, the cord's stronger. With that being said, what I am hearing is there is a connection there that's being explored, but it's not a committed connection at this point. It's just an exploring connection because at first he was looking at you in a casual way and he's seeing something different about you and exploring it to see if there's a potential of something beyond that. And that's why I was asking, did something shift in the energy? Because that's what I was hearing, is that something shifted. You have to be...
I didn't feel that he talked about seriousness or potential. He didn't say
he
much.
Won't. He won't, because he's in the exploring phase, so you just confirmed it. You have to... You're too cautious with your heart. You have to be a little bit more...
He was not available. I mean, he was not available, and we didn't talk for 4 months. And then, one of a sudden, and I was kind of cautious, and I'm still. I don't know. Maybe he found someone else who is more available. I don't know.
Well, what I did hear, and again, because he's not in the room, I would get more accuracy if he was in the room because I would be able to turn into his spirit guide. But what I sensed when you first said that was that he was in some relationship that wasn't what he wanted, and now he's looking at you. He almost feels like he's kind of, playing the field with regard to finding something, but he's not committed type yet. He has to feel something in order to know. He's looking, he's exploring, he's in this exploring phase, but he's open in a relationship. It's just until he knows in his heart that's what he wants, or in his mind, he won't jump in.
He didn't even ask. So we chatted, we talked, we emailed, but he didn't even ask me out. So
yeah, he won't.
I don't know.
He's still in the exploring phase. It's too soon. That you have to just be open to the receptivity of it happening, rather than the cautiousness of it not happening. Because your energy is too much in the mistrust energy, and that's keeping him from coming in.
Well, I would want to meet and talk. But do you see that things, like for me, in terms of...
Yeah, I have to just say that and keep it to one question. I did go over time and so forth. So, does it sound like something you want to explore, having, doing like readings and stuff, or do you feel complete?
Well, honestly, at this time, there is nothing happening. So I don't know. Maybe that's the end of the conversation.
Oh, no, I'm saying, did you want to explore being
trying
part
to
of
tell
the community?
You, vacation that was almost nonstop, and then everything stopped.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm not sure we're connecting. The reading portion has stopped. I only have it to one question, just because I went over time with you.
Okay.
So I was asking if you feel like you want to be part of exploring being involved in the community that I'm creating, and being involved in the events and the relaxation, meditations, private sessions, product specials. Do you want to explore to see if that resonates with your own personal path? Because that's part of what I was asking. Did you hear that part when I asked? What after the reading,
yeah,
I always ask that question.
I could hear. I will have to look at the information and see how it works with my busy schedule also, because at this time I'm trying to put lots of energy to meet new people. And
right. But you also have to take care of yourself too, so you can attract the most appropriate person. So definitely, definitely look at the website, because if it feels like you want to get involved, then I tune in and see which is, if at all, would help support your own personal evolution. There are things on there that don't involve a lot of time, like the special events and the private sessions or the product specials or the online series. And it's just a way of you opening your energy field to attract what you do want rather than what you don't want. And you'll know when you go to the website if it's something you feel called to do. So if that's okay with you, may I call you tomorrow? I want to give you some time to look at it and see if it feels like it's something you want to do.
I don't know. I probably won't know until tomorrow. It's the beginning of the year, and I'm a little bit swamped with responsibilities. I just need some time to think how much time
I
can.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So honestly, I just won't do it this time because it's just too hectic at the beginning of the year, and I don't know if I'm available at this time or not. I'm just trying to do too many things.
Do you want me to check in with you, or just leave it that if you're interested, you'll contact me?
I will contact you. Let's leave it at
that. Sounds great.
Okay,
honey. Much love.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.